from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, well, it's an off day for the Phils today. So I guess Rob Thompson won't be calling on Bryce Harper or JT to pinch hit today, as there is, you know, no game. Big series starts up tomorrow with Atlanta. It's really a chance, I think, it's a chance to put a final nail in the coffin, or the Braves climb right back into it.
That's the first time that song's ever been played on our show.
I think you're right. Another example of when James isn't here, things just improve. That song's not even that great. I just like taking shots at James.
It's a fun song, though.
So Justin Morgan signed it. It's a pretty good song. Justin in for Seltzer. What's it like to have such small shoes to fill, Justin?
I mean, yeah, call my guy James here. You know that's my guy.
Come on, man. You kidding me? You have poisoned his food. You say my guy, but you are ready to step right on in.
Yeah? Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Justin.
Yeah. No, I can't do that because he is the one. You and Jody.
Oh, really?
I mean, when I was interning with you guys, yes. I think the first, I have a funny Joe story real quick.
The first time
that I met Joe, we talked about just, you know, on air, what he was going to call me when he referenced me.
Uh-huh.
And he said, do you have a nickname? And everybody from when I was 6 years old when I played baseball called me J-Mo. Just Justin Morgenstein. Easy.
J-Mo. Uh-huh.
Immediately, I tell you that, you go, yeah, I don't like it. We're going with intern Justin. And then for the whole summer, was strictly intern Justin. So that was my first Joe interaction ever. Uh-huh. Ever since, been great.
I mean, that's the way it goes, man. J-Mo nonsense.
Yeah, tough.
So, hey, what's your name? I don't like that.
Well, you were calling me Bop when Joe was out the other week.
I know.
And
you were the one intern, John, you called Pants the whole summer, which I thought was kind of weird and maybe an HR violation for some reason.
Really?
Well, you called him Pants. I didn't know what that was about. Why is the guy's name Pants?
I'm not sure I remember.
Now we don't even have interns. No interns around.
I know. Yeah. Is that part of why we don't have interns?
Interns are, they're gone. All right, so training camp. Yeah, I don't think so. Training camp. Tomorrow, we look forward to broadcasting from training camp. So we expect to have some good interviews from there. And, you know, check out tomorrow's show if you can. By the way, speaking of things to do, call time's yours if you're able. I know a lot of people have been fired up today on the Rob Thompson thing from yesterday. If you haven't been able to call the regular show, but you want to get your voice out there and get it off your chest, time's yours, 215-238-4500. That's how you can always let the world know what you're thinking with time's yours on any topic. By the way, what Rob Thompson was thinking, his justification for the decision yesterday, we'll get to that coming up shortly. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Ron in Pottstown right now. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Ron?
Wonderful to hear from you, Ron.
It's been a little bit.
It has been. As you know, I'm not 16 years old, and ever since I was a kid, sports have been my whole life. And when my dad was in, my dad was career military, and whenever he was deployed and whatnot, sports is where I sort of hid, whether it was playing or following the Phillies or the Eagles.
Yep.
And again, I haven't been able to really follow sports much. As you know, I've been taking care of my son, who's been battling liver disease.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that, Ron. We wish you and your son and your family all the best with that.
Unfortunately, on Friday, he passed away.
Ron.
Sorry, Ron.
So sorry to hear that, Ron.
If I'm going to get through this, I'm going to have to immerse myself in sports again. And that's what I'm going to do, because I haven't had the last time I was with the Phillies was with you guys 2 years ago when we went down to see the Giants. So,
Well, Ron, let's make sure the next time we go to a game as a show, and I don't think there's going to be one this year because the way the schedule breaks out, these afternoon games, there's not as many this year. But the next time we go to a game, which would be next year, or maybe a Flyers game this winter, we will make sure we get you there. We would love to see you.
Yeah, I know. It's just, like I said, it was funny the other week when I was following the White Sox, because that 61 Phillies team that lost 23 in a row,
yeah.
I was worried the White Sox were going to break that record, and that's I love that team.
Look, they're gonna break the bigger record. They really might break the Mets record from 62.
Oh, my gosh. I was so worried about that record. The Phillies still break my Phillies record, but I had two Eagles points, Jeff.
Yep.
I called middle of the year last year, and I said about Nolan Smith. I said, you know what, Nolan Smith's injured, and then at the end of the year, I see he had his shoulder cleaned out, and he's been off to a good start this year. I just wish he'd wait a little more.
I don't know about that. He's got two sacks, but I'm hearing from people.
He was unblocked.
Yeah,
on both.
And Ron, they're playing him pretty deep in these games, which is not a great sign for him.
You don't think?
I mean,
so,
take a guy like Mekhi Becton. He gets one series, and he's out. And it's like, all right, dude, that's your job.
But I think that's Fangio, Joe. I think Fangio wants to see him.
Well, I agree with you, but notice he doesn't want to see Jalen Carter. I mean, they were literally both first-round picks the same year.
Yeah.
One guy doesn't play. The other guy plays into the second half. Think about that.
I wanted to say one more thing, though.
Sure.
I'm a Bryson Stott fan. And I thought he'd be a perennial all-star every year, and I don't know what it is, Joe. Maybe it's just me, but I can't put my finger on it, but I think there's something wrong with him, and I don't know what.
Well, I don't know what.
He's had a rough year.
He has.
I don't know that there's something wrong with him. We see his defense. He made another incredible play defensively yesterday.
He did.
I feel like he's just been struggling at the plates. They've got a little bit of a book on him, maybe. He's always had such a great eye. Maybe he's getting a little impatient right now because it's not quite as easy as it had been previously.
Yeah, Ron, I don't know what the what is. I agree with John. There's three or four different explanations, and it's probably some combination of all of them. But we're all hoping he breaks out of it because, yes.
I have a lot of faith that if anyone's going to come break out of a slump, it's a guy who's a baseball head, a guy who cares as much as he does.
I still feel pretty good, but, you know, I'm a little wobbly here. All right, Ron, give me.
I just can't believe it's been as bad.
I know.
Or, as tepid, lukewarm.
That's fair.
He's a really good player.
Yeah, Ron, give me a great answer for the Incubus tickets. A mystifying decision.
Well, mine for me is a personal thing. I could never steal when my wife was married to me for 48 years. I have ADD and CTE, and I'm a handful. And I have to take pills to go to bed, pills to wake up. I'm Elvis Presley without the money or the gun.
Well, listen, Ron, you take care of yourself. I'll be in touch with you off the air. God bless you and your family. Really, Ron, you know how much we care about you, buddy.
I can't thank you enough. I really can't. I'm hurting right now.
I know you are.
I'm sorry.
All right, Ron, we will talk very soon. God bless him. Well, look, we know one of the things is there's a lot of people in society going through a lot. And, you know, when sports is an outlet and our show can be an outlet or the station, we're happy to be here for people, but we just wish you weren't struggling and suffering the way you are. And a lot of people do. Tragedy is just an awful thing. I've been through it a couple times in my life, and it's the worst. Let's go to Chuck in Cherry Hill.
You could hear it in Ron's voice.
Of course you can.
I mean, just the moment we heard him.
Yep, no question.
Our hearts are with you, man.
Chuck, what's going on, buddy?
Well, I don't know right now. Wow.
Hello, Chuck.
Yeah, when you're talking to Ron, I'd love to offer him our seats, not the whatever, but they're really good, really, really good in back of the Philly dugout. And if you could facilitate that, when you reach out to
them. Well, I appreciate it. When do you have the tickets, Chuck?
You tell me. If we don't have them for that date, we'll get them. So just you tell me.
I appreciate that. I'll get in touch with him. I'll present that to him.
It does show you what a medium you are. Sports is, even at a time in grieving, it's just unbelievable
to
have an outlet like that. Also, great job by Major League Baseball Williamsport last night to see the kids trying to get Judge's autograph. It's just something you got to watch.
So I didn't see that. So what did they do? So what happened
there? They're just going ballistic. They're going nuts. I mean, these kids are jumping 4 feet in the air, screaming, don't stop now.
Well, they're probably one-third of Judge's size, right? I mean,
mammoth.
He is a huge human being.
Yeah, they're playing ping pong together and all that good stuff. To your caller at 7:30, when you talk about, this was a scheduled loss. There's no such thing as a scheduled loss to a team 13 games below 500 with a minus 110 run differential.
Yep.
These are games you have to win. And Philly doesn't have a soft culture. So what really mystifies me is how Middleton is not intervening. It didn't Ruben Amaro. Now I'm getting old, so my failing memory. Didn't Ruben Amaro last week say, don't worry, you won't see that again?
Yep.
Wasn't he referring to this situation?
He was referring to this exact situation.
I thought so.
Yep.
I thought so. I was doubly surprised.
Now, I don't know the disconnect. I don't know if Ruben got bad intel.
It certainly sounded like Ruben was told something.
I agree.
That was the intimation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yep.
I totally agree with that. I thought the same thing, and I don't know where the cross-up happened, Chuck. I don't know if Rob Thompson had something in mind and changed his mind. I do not know.
You know, when they say you don't want to, pitchers are different when they get them hot and they can't. We respect that. We know you can't get up, warm up. It's an experience for a pitcher. It's different with the arm. But for a batter, to be able to take some soft toss and tunnel work and come out and pinch hit, I can't imagine JT or Harper would say, boy, that really took a toll, in mid-September that I pinch hit that Sunday afternoon. It's just not realistic. But what is realistic is if you have to play in that first round and face Sale in a 3 Oh, brother, man. That's not good. That's a tough experience.
And Chuck, so. I will say this about JT and Bryce, and I don't think it's about them. I think it's about the way the trainers and the coaches view them. But I will say that, listen, those guys are gamers, okay? There's no doubt. I mean, JT is a phenomenal gamer as a catcher. He's caught a ton over the last, whatever it's been, 5 years here and the years before Miami. But I will say, guys in their 20s and their early 30s, have come up, John, in a different culture than you did as an athlete. I mean, it is not inconceivable that this approach is welcomed by some players. Now, I don't like it.
I don't think that JT is one of those players.
But we don't know.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
But I feel, Jim, just because you know, based on watching him from afar, I mean, it does feel like he's more old school than that.
But, John, you know my theory. When you say that you would want to practice a lot more at training camp. I believe if you were born 25 years ago and things were a lot easier through your high school and college years and your first 4 or 5 years in the NFL, you would not want to practice a lot more because you would have gotten used to this approach. I mean, to me, that's kind of common sense. Anyway, Chuck, sure.
I would not be looking a gift horse in the mouth. I wouldn't be saying, hey, you know, please let me go practice with pads on and hit people twice a day for 3 hours.
I don't buy it. Chuck, give me a great answer for a mystifying decision.
In a collective sense, what was mystifying to me, if you watched the Pete Rose special, is how he could come back to Philadelphia, allegedly on his best behavior, because you're still looking at Hall of Fame possibility, and act like a disrespectful, spoiled brat.
Yeah, that was...
He knew the stakes. He knew the stakes, you know?
Yeah, no, listen, that's a very interesting answer. I mean, that was... Was that 2 years ago? 3 years ago?
Was it last... Was it last maybe, year? No, maybe it was definitely last year. 2 years. It's two seasons ago.
I think so. Yeah, but look, that's a pretty good answer. The thing is he's just a crude guy. I mean, I've been around Pete Rose a few times. He's a fascinating person. In some ways, he's really intelligent. But in a lot of ways, he's really crude. But I hear you. I understand what you're saying. All right, let's listen to Rob Thompson. He's certainly not crude. Rob Thompson's a good dude. We're big fans of him. But, boy, sometimes he makes some decisions that just... They leave you befuddled. Let's listen to Rob Thompson after the game yesterday. Asked about JT and Harper finishing that game on the bench, not being used in the ninth inning. What's his justification? What's his explanation? Here you go.
With the time around to play the ninth, why not pinch it with Bryce there?
I wanted to give both him and JT a full day.
Any moment is that hard for you to not want to put one of your best hitters in there?
Absolutely, but I'm thinking long term as well. Yeah, and that, you know, that's what I'm thinking about is that this is going to be a tough stretch, no doubt, and we got to be able to handle it, and we got to have healthy bodies and rested bodies, and so that we give ourselves every chance to play well.
So here's the thing, John. I think you and I have been doing the show a while together. I mean, this show meaning going back to the Midday Show, close to 8 years now. I think you know that I am more accepting of some of the modern stuff than you are on the physicality fronts, like. Like, I'm old school in that I want a player to be a player in baseball, not in the head, but drill his ribs. You know, there's ways to do certain things in sports. I'm old school. I have been open-minded, for instance, to Jalen Hurts not playing. I'm very open-minded. Preseason, I don't think it matters if Jalen Hurts plays 6 plays, 12 plays, or 0 plays. I really don't. So I'm okay with that in the year 2024. I've come around on that. This is one I'm certainly not around on yet. I mean, the idea... that it would tax, because Bryce would be the main guy you go to there. You'd go to Bryce Harper with one on and no one out in that spot. I mean, you could invert them, but then chances are JT would be the one to bat afterwards to bat for Stubbs. I think the order would be Bryce first, JT second. The idea that it would tax either one of them so dramatically that it would give the Phillies a lesser chance to win the World Series than a greater chance, I just don't buy it. I just don't buy it.
It just makes me wonder if their bodies are in worse shape than I thought.
Well, I'm sure they are. Listen, it's late in the year, 5/6 of the year, almost 5/6 of the year is over. I mean, 3/4 of the year is over. I'm sure their bodies are beat up. But you can't tell me, like, if they can play a full game on a Saturday and a Friday and a Thursday, you can't tell me that they can't play an at-bat on a Sunday. And then, God forbid, if you have to get in there for an inning or two and play defense.
There has to be an important set of reasons to send such a soft message to your team. Like, it felt like the team was responding. It felt like the team was working through the tough times, and we were finally sort of taken off on the right foot. You know, you got four games under your belt in a row, and the offense is working the way we want it to. Guys are taking the ball where it's pitched. Guys are, you know, singles. There was a game in there, but I guess it was, it felt like we were scoring almost exclusively with singles, not home runs. So we're manufacturing this stuff. We're stealing bases. It felt like we were back. And then, boom, soft.
Yeah.
We're not going to ask you guys to...
I don't like it. And Johnny, I will say this, and I'm going to apply it to our show.
I don't hate it as much as you do, but it feels frustrating that we missed out on an opportunity.
So I just want to apply this to not only our show, but I think this goes for a lot of people in any number of walks of life, whatever you do professionally. There is something to be said for when you are on vacation. It might be a trip, it might be a stay at home, but when you are not working and it's a day off because you've taken a vacation day, it is really nice when you don't get bugged by somebody from work. There was a situation yesterday, I thought about texting James, I thought about texting Wechter, and I knew they were both going to be off today, and I thought, you know what, let me not bother. I'll only go to them if I really need them while they're out. And so I didn't bug them, and I'm happy I didn't bug them. So I get that. Like, when I went away 2 weeks ago, I get how nice it is to kind of get off the grid. It really is.
But this is a game hangs in the balance.
That's my point, John.
They're there. I mean, this isn't a case of you took the day off and you're with your family.
Totally.
You're with your girlfriend. They're there. They are there to pinch hit.
And it's not asking them to go play half a game in a football game.
No.
It's an at-bat in baseball. And if you tie it up, then you might have to play an inning or two in the field. I mean, these games don't even go to 16 innings anymore. There's no extra inning games that go on and on and on and on, because every half inning starts with someone, you know, at second base. So obviously the old school long game doesn't really happen ever anymore. It might happen in the postseason. That'll be really cool whenever that happens. I mean, maybe it's going to happen once every 10 to 20 years in a postseason game, but you don't get that anymore. So, okay, you tie it up, you might have to play an inning or two in the field. I don't get it, man. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, time's yours and a lot more up ahead on 94 WIP. All right, well, good morning to all. As we're getting closer to the end of the summer, two more weekends to go. And while that's a bummer, then you know you got football season, and that is not a bummer. And, you know, the way this 17-game thing goes now, I mean, football goes almost to mid-February these days. So, you know, when you buckle up, stay buckled up. Let's hope the Eagles are buckled up for 6 months. Matter of fact, John, I've got the Twitter poll question of the day.
You doubt their buckled upness?
Well, 6 months is, you know, they certainly weren't buckled up for 6 months last year. They were buckled up for about 3.5. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, let's get to today's
problematic
Twitter poll questions of the day. They're both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. You can check out Armin's selection of quality, one-owner, pre-owned vehicles at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com together. Let's drive. All right, first poll question, and maybe we get into this more in another show later in the week, but it was just one of those days. Let's kind of get where people are at on the Phillies and the Eagles and a better shot to win the championship in the next 6 months. Not like, hey, who's going to win the next one in the next 10 years? Now, we're not talking about 10 years. This season for the Phillies, this upcoming season for the Eagles, which starts in 18 days, who's got a better shot to win the title? All right, let's all go on the record. Rhea, where do you stand?
Oh, I am going to go Eagles.
Morgenstein in for Seltzer. Justin, what do you got?
Yeah, I got the Phillies. I don't think it's a question. I just think it's because the rest of the league right now, there's really not one great team in baseball. There's a reason why the Phillies have the best record in baseball still with the way they played the past month or so.
I do think it's a question because the best team in baseball rarely wins the championship.
Yep.
But I would say Phillies. John, what would you say?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the best record in baseball, and they sort of are on the upswing again. I know that they're as talented as anyone else out there. I believe this team can be that good.
So you don't believe in Jalen Hurts?
I believe in Jalen Hurts, too. I think the Phillies have more of a head start. Yeah, I'm not saying that the Eagles right. don't have a great chance.
So
though.
Three Phils here and one Eagles.
The Phillies'
right.
bullpen has been a disaster in the second half. You know the ERAs on them? Are Stolness posted this. Literally, Jeff Hoffman, 5.1.
No, real quick, since when?
Second half, ERA.
Meaning All-Star break or like game 8-2?
I'm assuming that, yeah.
I don't know which. Okay, but in a recent stretch.
But
go ahead.
Yeah, it's like Jeff Hoffman's 5.11, Strom, 4.76,
yeah.
Kirkering, 6.55, and Alvarado, 5.91.
And they were your four main guys.
Yeah.
Now, you've added Estevez to the equation. Not that he's been
lights out.
He's had a couple that were really scary.
Yeah.
Scary outings. Hitting guys, walking guys home.
They are your top five, and it's not changing.
Right.
No one else is getting in there.
They will be pitching a lot better than what we've seen recently.
Well, but
we've seen them this season pitch a lot better than what we've seen recently.
Let me tell everybody something about Craig Kimbrell last year. He was great until he wasn't.
All-star.
All-star.
Yeah.
All-star.
That's why I'm
legitimately. So, you know, all right. So, John, how do you think the people voted on social media today, Phillies or Eagles?
Jeez, it's got to be close to 50-50. I'm going to say the Phillies get the edge because of the here and now, more advanced in the season. 55% Phillies.
Phils get the edge, 62%. I will say if we did this poll mid-week last week, I think the Eagles would have won the poll. Phils have won four of their last five, so at least they rebounded. I think the Phillies are the right answer, but it's close. I mean, the Eagles certainly have a shot. Phils have a shot. We'll see where it goes. 62% said Phillies. All right, second poll question. What struck you the most from the weekend with the Phillies? Now, we could have had more choices if we gave you things like Trey and Sanchez and all that, but we broke it down into these four distinctly different things. Choice A, the wins. Choice B, alumni weekend, which was fun. C, Taiwan still struggling. And D, top or not, using Bryce and JT to pinch hit yesterday in the ninth inning. Justin, what's your answer of what struck you the most?
It has to be D. Like, I understand the JT thing. He's getting back from a knee injury, which, you know, is a big thing for a catcher. But to not have Bryce Harper up in that spot against a right-hander in that situation, I just can't justify it to me.
I agree with you. So I would choose D. Ree, what would you choose?
100% topper.
John?
Sadly.
Yeah.
Even though we, heading into it, we were four wins in a row, the wins were nice. But this overshadows everything.
It's a lot. And because of how it portends for October, not just for standings of whether you get a bye, but for whether you're going to have those type of decisions in October. Not that there's a scenario where JT and Bryce don't start. Obviously, that's not going to happen in October. But the idea of doing something dumb, you know, for a dumb reason. All right, John, what do you think won the poll?
Question, how's it phrased exactly?
What struck you the most over the weekend?
Okay. D, 90%.
So it's 40% D.
What?
Yeah. 26% the wins. I mean, they were rolling. And 23% Taiwan still struggling. And 11% alumni weekend. I'd actually put alumni weekend in second place for me. I thoroughly enjoy that stuff.
It's one of my favorite weekends.
Why can't the Sixers... Yeah. Like, seriously... Well, pick a random Sixer from the past that's not an NBA Hall of Famer.
You mentioned him. I love Johnny Dawkins.
Right.
Before his knee injury, I thought he was going to be a tremendous player.
He coaches, I think.
Yeah, he does.
So he's probably hard to get when they're playing. But like, couldn't you bring Hersey Hawkins back someday?
Or Hershey Hawkins.
Hershey. How about Dana Barros?
Dana had, 52 points one night?
He had 50-something. Sure, yeah. Thought I was at that game. No, I was at the game where he hit a shot, 0.5 to go, and he beat the Bucks on an inbounds pass, a catch and shoot to win the game at the buzzer. But anyway, yeah, it just...
Well, it's. I mean, listen,
the Phillies do a great job.
The Phillies do a great job because Middleton's from here.
That's a big part of it.
You know, so the players and the Phillies have always been a family organization. You know, and I've heard from people who deal with Josh Harris. To deal with him in business is very good. Like, I've heard that. But he doesn't have that connection here. And
he should hire people.
Well, that's true.
That can execute that.
Well,
it's not that hard.
You hire people around you who are from here.
Yeah, and you know who the history is, and you cater, because ultimately it's in part about the alums, it's about the fans. People would enjoy. I mean, I would enjoy seeing George Lynch. It was 20 years ago. Is he ever allowed at a Sixers game?
Tyrone Hill.
Yeah, exactly.
You're dying to see him.
We could play this game all day. All right, let's go to Elizabeth in Lancaster. Elizabeth, hello.
Hello.
What's up, Elizabeth?
I agree.
In Lancaster.
I agree. It was
Lancaster.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm sorry. Elizabeth, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I agree. It was Skipper's mistake. Harper should have batted. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the bullpen gives me agita. So.
It's getting, no, listen, it's I was going to say it's getting there. It's there. It's too long now.
Hoffman is not as bad as what he pitched yesterday.
But John, he's probably not as good as he was looking. I mean, him and Strom were probably pitching over their head. Let's be real. They were Rivera and Rivera. They were Rivera and Eckersley in the first three months.
That's impressive that they were able to muster the ability to pitch over their head. They were coached well. They were consistent. There's something to that. I think they can regain that.
Yeah, but Elizabeth, I share your concern. It's a worry.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Elizabeth, give us a great answer for a mystifying decision.
Oh, I have a good one for that, but I want to tell you, you're wrong on the PD. Watch your P's and Q's.
What is it from?
It's from the olden days when people set print by hand and they had those cases in front of them with all the letters, and the P's and the Q's were right next to each other.
Wow. So, well, we're gonna need a ruling from someone.
Okay.
Because the internet, Elizabeth, never lies. It told me otherwise.
Okay.
You might be right.
The famous bad decision. 1964, Gene Mauch. 12 games up.
Yeah.
Or 12 games to play, 6.5 games up. It was horrible.
So you're specifically saying going back and forth between the two pitchers.
Short and Bunny.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, that's a good – it's a mystifying – now, we know it came from panic and he wanted to use his two best pitchers. I'll just say this. I'm inclined to vote for an answer – where there's no justification for it.
Yeah.
I at least understand why a manager would want to use his two best pitchers. It's dumb because their arms, like, to me, I thought a winning answer. Sorry, Ruben. Why was Cliff Lee traded?
It was the strangest thing.
Right?
I never understood.
It still makes no sense.
No. It was like high up here, and they're like, oh, yeah, and then Cliff Lee's gone. Like, what?
That's, to me, more mystifying. But anyway, it's a good call there, Elizabeth. Let's go to Don right now. Hi, Don.
Hey.
Hey. Boy, you sound like Nick from Family Ties. Remember that guy?
Yeah. Hey.
No.
He was Nick? Mallory's boyfriend, Nick.
I have no recollection.
John, like Skippy, right?
No, Skippy was the
glasses.
Neighbor. Nick was the guy. Sounded like a caveman.
I can't remember.
John, you would recognize this guy.
Really?
Justin, I know you got Times Yours coming up. I need someone, maybe Fran in the other room, pull up 5 seconds, 10 seconds of Nick talking. You'll find it. It's Nick. All right, hello, Don. Not Nick.
Okay. I hope all that didn't count against my time.
No, we would never do that to him.
So here's my mysterious decision. Why is it, if you did a simple math, Hopper could rest somebody, one of its starters, in a game, and just give that guy off without giving two or three guys off the same day? Why did he do that? It is like a scheduled loss.
Yeah, so look, JT, obviously, because it's a day game, so that's pretty standard for a Sunday for a catcher. They chose this one for Bryce. I don't know why this one as opposed to a different one. I mean, look, I'm glad it was this game and not Wednesday when they had lost a bunch of games in a row. At least they got on a roll and reestablished before the off day happened.
They did it against the Yankees, though, after the Yankees. Remember, the Yankees came in and swept them, and it was ugly. And I remember the last day of that, I think he rested a bunch of people.
Yeah. Look,
it was ridiculous.
It is aggravating, Don. I don't expect a baseball player to start 162. I'd like most starters to start, 155 or something.
And why can Castellanos do it?
I don't have the answer to that.
He never sits.
No.
Played every game this year.
Yeah.
And has he started every game? Probably, right?
Yes.
I think so.
Wow. Don, give me a big-time answer, a mystifying decision. What do you got?
Well, it's Topper with his resting two and three guys and basically...
I'll write it down, but the whole thing is based on Rob Thompson today, but fair enough. All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time. All right, Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Hey, Joe, I just heard you talking about $10,000, which is what Richard Gere left in Pretty Woman. Just so you know, that's worth $24,000 in today's money. Time's Yours.
$3,000. Three. So if 10 equals 24.
Like almost.
Yeah, and that's eight-ish. And that's not enough.
That's a lot more, though.
Yeah, but John,
$8,000?
He's in the Beverly Wilshire Hotel. The guy's got hundreds of millions. He's already established that he likes Julia Roberts because you're already past day one. So it's not just hooker with a heart of gold off the street. She's now lived in your lair for a day.
Okay.
And now it's like, why don't you stay for the whole week? That's
when the arrangement starts. So $3,000 for...
That's when he throws the $3,000 down.
What day of the week is it?
I don't know. It's supposed to be a week. He's in L.A. for a week.
It's not supposed to be a week.
Yes.
Is it a week or is it the rest of the week? Maybe it's Saturday.
So
maybe
you think
it's Friday.
6 days. I object, sir.
Our Phils got beat by a team from Washington, but I want to give a shout out to Newtown, who defeated a team from Washington. Washington State, that is. Keep it up, Newtown. You got the whole Delaware Valley pulling for you guys. Time's yours.
Well, I love that, and I'll add to that. I am pretty sure the Newtown manager did not have his best player sit on the bench for the final inning when he could have had him grab a bat.
Most likely.
I mean, I'm not certain, but I'm just guessing.
I'd bet my bottom dollar.
We're paying Bryce Harper how much money, and he can't come out and swing the bat for one at bat to win you a game. And then he says he's worried about Alvarado because he seems a little fatigued. But yet Alvarado doesn't need any rest. He puts Alvarado out there when you need him the most to lose the game. If people start listening to this guy talk and stop just saying Topper, 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 he's very inconsistent. He's a hypocrite.
So is he saying Topper's a hypocrite or Bryce a hypocrite? Which one was he saying then?
Topper. I think he was saying Topper. Is inconsistent.
Yeah. Okay. Let's keep going.
I think he's very
consistent. As John Ritchie likes to say, think about this. If Rob Thompson managed the L.A. Dodgers in the 1988 World Series, Kurt Gibson never would have came to bat in the bottom of the ninth of Game 1. Think about that.
Yeah. Jeez. Look, to be fair, the stakes a little different, all right? My guess is Bryce Harper gets that at bat in the postseason if you're in that spot. But we all get the point, and other than one caller today, one who was okay with the decision, not one other caller liked the decision. And that tells me something. With that, Time's Yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, you know who didn't like the decision? Former Phil Steve Jeltz in town. Maybe he's listening to us right now on his way out of town, going back to wherever Jeltz lives. Very nice guy. Met him a couple years ago. Super nice guy. So for those that missed it, Steve Jeltz called into WIP after the game yesterday. He didn't like Rob Thompson's decision. Let's listen. I'm not making this up. Like, Steve Jeltz called into WIP. Rob Ellis is on the air. He couldn't believe, like, is this really Steve Jeltz? Yes, it was. Let's listen to Steve Jeltz calling in yesterday.
Is this Steve Jeltz, former Philly Steve Jeltz, Terry? All right. Steve Jeltz.
How you doing?
Is this my man, Steve Jeltz?
This is Steve Jeltz.
Former Philly shortstop?
Yes, sir.
Steve, it was great to hear from you. Were you at the game today or the weekend, the alumni weekend?
Yeah, we're here for alumni weekend.
Awesome, man. I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, I was just listening to everybody talking about what's going on and the fact that they're leaving guys on the bench and not playing them in situations. And, you know, I know I get it's frustrating completely. And I agree with you when you say, well, you got the guy sitting on the bench, you got a day off tomorrow and you need him to swing the bat. You need those guys in the game at the end of the game. I mean, one at bat's not going, that doesn't ruin your day off, you know.
Yeah.
Actually, I can guarantee you those two guys are ready to play.
I love that, man. I really do.
Honest.
It is.
Yes.
It is.
That means something. I guarantee those guys if left to their own devices, are ready to play. That means a lot. If that's the case, why not?
The whole thing is, to me, very bizarre. All right, so that was good, and it was pretty cool hearing Steve Gels calling. By the way, I think even Nick from Family Ties,
recognize Nick.
Topper, right?
Them up. He's got crazy earring action on the one ear. He was pretty cool, like the artist guy.
He was a good compliment to the show, and he was a good foil for Michael J. Fox, who was smart,
so buttoned up.
Yeah. And then comes like a caveman. Justin, for those that maybe didn't have the visual, John just looked it up. Let me hear 5 seconds of Nick.
Oh, what a night. I'm coming down the street with a ladder in my hand, and the guy on the corner starts chasing me. He thinks I'm coming after his daughter.
I don't know. We could have better audio than that. That's all right. I needed more of him grunting, because he was a grunter. But what are you going to do? All right. Good work there. All right.
What about his catchphrase? Like, I thought that's what we would hear.
It was kind of like it was a grunt, a little bit of a hey, a little bit like Fonzie, but not quite as hey-ish.
I mean, it was maybe the 20th reference of the day that just flew right over my head as we're, sitting here.
So what is your age, Justin?
I am 24.
All right. Let's do a few things here.
No wonder.
You did not see Bo Jackson play.
I did not.
Did you see Michael Jordan play?
Like super young when he was on the Wizards, so no.
What year were you born?
2000.
Holy cow.
Wait a minute. You didn't see Jordan play. You retired in 03. You were 3.
Well, yeah, that's what I said. I don't remember it.
Well, you didn't say that. You try to pawn it off like you did it. Back and forth between the two pitchers.
Short and Bunny.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, that's a good... it's a mystify. Now, we know... It came from panic, and he wanted to use his two best pitchers. I'll just say this. I'm inclined to vote for an answer where there's no justification for it.
Yeah.
I at least understand why a manager would want to use his two best pitchers. It's dumb, because their arms are to me, I thought a winning answer. Sorry, Ruben. Why was Cliff Lee traded?
It was the strangest thing.
Right?
Understood.
It still makes no sense.
No. It was high up here, and they're like, oh, yeah, and Cliff Lee's gone. What?
That's, to me, more mystifying. But anyway, it's a good call there, Elizabeth. Let's go to Don right now. Hi, Don.
Hey.
Hey. Boy, you sound like Nick from Family Ties. Remember that guy?
Oh, yeah. Hey.
No.
He was Nick? Mallory's boyfriend, Nick.
I have no recollection.
John,
I
remember
Skippy. Dumbbell, right?
No, Skippy was the
glasses.
Neighbor. Nick was the guy. Sounded like a...
Nick.
Sounded like a caveman.
I can't remember.
John, that. You would recognize this guy.
Really?
Justin, I know you got Times Yours coming up. I need someone, maybe Fran in the other room, pull up 5 seconds, 10 seconds of Nick talking. You'll find it. It's Nick. All right, hello, Don. Not Nick.
Okay. I hope all that didn't count against my time.
No, we would never do that to
him. So here's my mysterious decision. Why is it, if you did a simple math, Topper could rest somebody, one of his starters, in a game, and just give that guy off without giving two or three guys off the same day? Why did he do that? It is like a scheduled loss.
Yeah. So, look, JT, obviously, because it's a day game, so that's pretty standard for a Sunday for a catcher. They chose this one for Bryce. I don't know why this one as opposed to a different one. I mean, look, I'm glad it was this game and not Wednesday when they had lost a bunch of games in a row. At least they got on a roll and reestablished before the off day happened.
They did it against the Yankees, though, after the Yankees. Remember, the Yankees came in and swept them, and it was ugly. And I remember the last day of that, I think he rested a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Which was ridiculous.
It is aggravating, Don. I don't expect a baseball player to start 162. I'd like most starters to start, 155 or something.
Then why can Castellanos do it?
I don't have the answer to that.
He never sits.
No.
Played every game this year.
Yeah.
And has he started every game? Probably, right?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
Wow. Don, give me a big-time answer, a mystifying decision. What do you got?
Well, it's Topper with his resting two and three guys and basically...
I'll write it down, but the whole thing is based on Rob Thompson today, but fair enough. All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time. All right, Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Hey, Joe, I just heard you talking about $10,000, which is what Richard Gere left in Pretty Woman. Just so you know, that's worth $24,000 in today's money. Time's Yours.
$3,000. Three. So if 10 equals 24.
Like almost.
Yeah, and that's
eight-ish.
And that's not enough. First off,
that's a lot more, though.
Yeah, but John,
$8,000?
He's in the Beverly Wilshire Hotel. The guy's got hundreds of millions. He's already established that he likes Julia Roberts because you're already past day one. So it's not just hooker with a heart of gold off the street. She's now lived in your lair for a day.
Okay.
And now it's like, why don't you stay for the whole week? That's
when the arrangement starts. So $3,000 for...
That's when he throws the $3,000 down.
What day of the week is it?
I don't know. It's supposed to be a week. He's in L.A. for a week.
It's not supposed to be a week.
Yes.
Is it a week or is it the rest of the week? Maybe it's Saturday. Maybe
it's
Friday.
6 days. I object, sir.
Our Phils got beat by a team from Washington, but I want to give a shout out to Newtown, who defeated a team from Washington. Washington State, that is. Keep it up, Newtown. You got the whole Delaware Valley pulling for you guys. Time's yours.
Well, I love that, and I'll add to that. I am pretty sure the Newtown manager did not have his best player sit on the bench for the final inning when he could have had him grab a bat. I'm not certain, but I'm just guessing.
I'd bet my bottom dollar.
We're paying Bryce Harper how much money, and he can't come out and swing the bat for one at bat to win you a game. And then he says he's worried about Alvarado because he seems a little fatigued. But yet Alvarado doesn't need any rest. He puts Alvarado out there when you need him the most to lose the game. If people start listening to this guy talk and stop just saying Topper, 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 he's very inconsistent. He's a hypocrite.
So is he saying Topper's a hypocrite or Bryce a hypocrite? Which one was he saying then?
Topper. I think he was saying Topper. Is inconsistent.
Yeah. Okay. Let's keep going.
I think he's very
consistent. As John Ritchie likes to say, think about this. If Rob Thompson managed the L.A. Dodgers in the 1988 World Series, Kurt Gibson never would have came to bat in the bottom of the ninth of Game 1. Think about that.
Yeah. Jeez. Look, to be fair, the stakes a little different, all right? My guess is Bryce Harper gets that at bat in the postseason if you're in that spot. But we all get the point, and other than one caller today, one who was okay with the decision, not one other caller liked the decision. And that tells me something. With that, Time's Yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, you know who didn't like the decision? Former Phil Steve Jeltz in town. Maybe he's listening to us right now on his way out of town, going back to wherever Jeltz lives. Very nice guy. Met him a couple years ago. Super nice guy. So for those that missed it, Steve Jeltz called into WIP after the game yesterday. He didn't like Rob Thompson's decision. Let's listen. I'm not making this up. Like, Steve Jeltz called into WIP. Rob Ellis is on the air. He couldn't believe, like, is this really Steve Jeltz? Yes, it was. Let's listen to Steve Jeltz calling in yesterday.
Is this Steve Jeltz, former Philly Steve Jeltz, Terry? All right. Steve Jeltz.
How you doing?
Is this my man, Steve Jeltz?
This is Steve Jeltz.
Former Philly shortstop?
Yes, sir.
Steve, it was great to hear from you. Were you at the game today or the weekend, the alumni weekend?
Yeah, we're here for alumni weekend.
Awesome, man. I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, I was just listening to everybody talking about what's going on and the fact that they're leaving guys on the bench and not playing them in key situations. And, you know, I get it's frustrating completely. And I agree with you when you say, well, you got the guys sitting on the bench, it's, you got a day off tomorrow and you need him to swing the bat. You need those guys in the game at the end of the game. I mean, one at bat's not going to, that doesn't ruin your day off, you know.
Yeah.
Actually, I can guarantee you those two guys are ready to play.
I love that, man. I really do.
Honest.
It is.
Yes.
It is.
That means something. I guarantee those guys if left to their own devices, are ready to play. That means a lot. If that's the case, why not?
The whole thing is, to me, very bizarre. All right, so that was good, and it was pretty cool hearing Steve Gels calling. By the way, I think even Nick from Family Ties,
I do recognize Nick.
Topper, right?
Him up. He's got like crazy earring action on the one ear. He was pretty cool, like the artist guy.
He was a good compliment to the show, and he was a good foil for Michael J. Fox, who was smart,
so buttoned up.
And then comes like a caveman. Justin, for those that maybe didn't have the visual, John just looked it up. Let me hear 5 seconds of Nick.
Oh, what a night. I'm coming down the street with a ladder in my hand, and the guy on the corner starts chasing me. He thinks I'm coming after his daughter.
I don't know. We could have better audio than that. That's all right. I needed more of him grunting, because he was a grunter. But what are you going to do? All right. Good work there. All right.
What about his catchphrase? Like, that's, I thought that's what we would hear.
It was kind of like a grunt, a little bit of a hey, a little bit like Fonzie, but not quite as hey-ish.
I mean, it was maybe the 20th reference of the day that just flew right over my head as we're, sitting here.
So what is your age, Justin?
I am 24.
All right. Let's do a few things here.
No wonder.
You did not see Bo Jackson play.
I did not.
Did you see Michael Jordan play?
Like super young when he was on the Wizards, so no.
What year were you born?
2000.
Holy cow.
Wait a minute. You didn't see Jordan play. You retired in 03. You were 3.
Well, yeah, that's what I said. I don't remember it.
Well, you didn't say that. You try to pawn it off like you did have. So you do not have memory of seeing Michael Jordan play live.
He can remember when he was 3.
I don't remember ever going to Veterans Stadium, even though I went.
Understood. Okay. Do you remember the Flyers being, what's it called, good?
Yeah, 2012 Flyers. Are you kidding me? 2010?
Well, 2010 primarily. All right. So let's get right. By the way, training camp tomorrow. We're going to be broadcasting from camp tomorrow, and we look forward to that. All right. We got to come up with a winning answer for a mystifying decision. We've got the Titanic captain, all sorts of mistakes. I guess the main one being, let's push it. Although I think that came from the businessman who was trying to prove that the Titanic could get to, the England to America really quick. But all right. You got Andrew Luck retiring. Trojan horse is a pretty good answer. You got Tim Duncan not being on the floor for that final sequence, Game 6 of 2013.
I don't think Trojan horse is a good answer. I think it's so bizarre. Like, how could you expect them to turn that thing
down? Well, do we even know if it really happened if it's a myth?
No, I don't know.
I agree with you.
It doesn't seem like that's real.
I always get the myth and the real history thing confused.
A giant horse with the whole army inside?
I love it. I think it's super smart.
It can't
smart.
Be
not
it can't
mystifying.
Be real.
All right. All right, we think it's not real. We got Pete Carroll in the fourth down, Seattle. We got Julia Roberts marrying Lyle Lovett. We got Switzer going for 4th-and-1 twice against the Eagles in 95. What are we doing here?
The Julia Roberts Lyle Lovett thing is crazy.
That is awesome.
But if you love, you love.
You're right.
I didn't love that long.
All right, Rhea, make the call. What's the winning answer?
I'd like Julia Roberts and Lyle Lovett.
Fair enough. Matt, you have won with Julia Roberts.
The inexplicable love.
Smooching
Lyle
Lovett. All right, there it is. Matt, good job with that answer. Everyone have a wonderful rest of the day. Joe and Hugh, they are up next. We shall talk to you tomorrow on 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Porch left. Pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.